You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This is the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update. Yes, I did name the podcast. Daily Cheese, that's what we're going with. I like it. Feels like me. I am your host, JJ Leahy. While, as of right now, the NFL's calendar remains anything but certain, we do have one concrete date, July 28th. That's when teams are expected to report to training camp. While no players will report to camp early, and there's expected to be a shortened preseason, most teams are planning to go ahead with a July 28th launch of their training camp. We usually have four preseason games after the training camps wrap up. This year, that number is expected to be smaller. There's nothing official yet, but most folks in the know believe at least one preseason game will be canceled. Let's talk about quarterback rankings. Earlier this week, NBC's Chris Sims released his top 40 NFL QB countdown. He made some headlines because this is the first year since the middle of 2010 that he has not listed Aaron Rodgers as his number one quarterback. In fact, Rodgers fell all the way to third, behind Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson. Now, this is interesting because the Packers went 13-3 last year, which is significantly better than the previous 2 years. They made it all the way to the NFC Championship game. Rodgers, however, was remarkably inconsistent throughout the season. He went from posting a perfect passer rating for the first time in his career against the Oakland Raiders to some admittedly abysmal performances. Believe me, I know. I was at the Week 17 game against the Lions in Detroit. But every quarterback has bad games. That's not why Rodgers dropped. Chris Sims' observation was that Rodgers was lacking some zip in 2019. His mobility was reduced, and his fastball wasn't quite as fast. Now, this could be because it was his first year in Matt LaFleur's new offensive system, and he might need some time to get up to speed. Another theory?
Aaron Rodgers is 36 years old.
Let's see what he does in 2020, though. Although you won't find Drew Brees or Tom Brady in the top three, they do just fine. Now, ESPN has ranked which teams have had the best quarterback play in the Super Bowl era. So this is looking at Joe Montana and Steve Young, Peyton Manning and, well, John Elway or Andrew Luck, but not Johnny Unitas. We're not taking pre-Super Bowl era records into account. Well, here again, the Packers do rank in the top three. Now, the New England Patriots do come in first place on ESPN's list. That's due in part to Tom Brady's longevity. He played 20 seasons for the Patriots. Due to that many years on the team, Brady added nearly as much approximate value in his time with the Patriots as Joe Montana and Steve Young combined for the 49ers. However, the Patriots also got significant help from Drew Bledsoe and Steve Grogan to get to the top of this list. But the Green Bay Packers come in at number two. For nearly the last 30 years, they've had Hall of Famer quarterbacks, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, at the helm. And Bart Starr led the team to victory in Super Bowls 1 and 2. The Packers are the only team in NFL history to have three different quarterbacks win an NFL MVP and start and win a Super Bowl. Now, it is worth noting that most of Bart Starr's career did come before the Super Bowl era, so ESPN decided not to include his stats from years that should have counted. Other NFC North division rivals were ranked very nicely. The Vikings came in at 15th, the Lions 25th, and where are the Chicago Bears? Well, naturally, they're ranked 32 out of 32 teams. Enjoy the little things in life, folks. So, ESPN didn't include Bart Starr, but they did rank Lynn Dickey, who played for the Packers in the late 70s and early 80s. Dickey averaged 16 touchdowns over his 8 years as a starter. But it was his final three seasons, during which he averaged 24 touchdowns a year, where he really lit the league on fire, with a high of 32 touchdowns in 1983. Remember, the Bears have not had one quarterback who threw for 30 touchdowns in the entire century of their existence, a feat that was accomplished by the Packers' fourth-best quarterback. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers' strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the PackerNet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to PackerNet.com and follow the PackerNet Podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been your daily Green Bay Packers update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.